The recession is over, employment in Oregon is growing, and Central Oregon's job growth rates for September were leading the way in Oregon. Now, as the region's employment rates continue to show growth, one area in particular is showing progress in the business sector. That would be aviation. This is Janelle Hogan, and with today's Take 5, we'll look into some of the industry trends upwards. The State of Oregon Employment Department released a Central Oregon labor trends analysis in late September, with the aerospace and aviation industry listed as one of the new up-and-coming job sectors. The news comes out of a significant area industry hit during the recession when the Cessna plant closed and numerous positions were cut from the industry. But the reported growth can be corroborated by local companies. Travis Worthen is the vice president for Leading Edge Aviation, a full-service company that offers maintenance and flight training, among other services. During the economic downturn, there was a slight impact on the business.
Some segments of our business slowed through the recession, specifically the avionics and maintenance side of things, and we're starting to see those pick up. And, we just recently added, a few mechanic positions and a couple avionics positions.
Worthen says the company has been steadily flourishing.
So we didn't really see a big turndown in employment because of the recession. We've kind of constantly been adding people, over several years. But, we're up to like 73 employees and, continuing to add people as demand increases.
According to the Oregon Labor Report, one of the burgeoning factors in the aviation industry is air transportation. Redmond Municipal Airport has seen growth in commercial flights, but also smaller companies are reaping the benefits. Gwil Evans is the president and general manager of Professional Air at Bend Airport, which is a six-base operator. He says they've been seeing more flight services for those in the also fast-growing technology industry.
In the technology area, we now have quite a bit more pilots and utilization of aircraft than we did in the past, where it was largely developers and land people, some bankers flying around. Now it's definitely a different and a younger sect who's flying out of here.
For Professional Air, the recession did leave its mark. Evans says they saw significant job decreases several years back.
We had a pretty large charter operation going back in the heyday, and with a couple of very large airplanes. And when bottom fell out, most of the people who we used to charter disappeared completely. People are still being very, very careful with the way they spend money. Our other departments, maintenance and the flight school in particular, they're up.
But while the company isn't back to normal, they're following the general industry trend and recovering steadily.
Things are definitely growing, and I think here in Central Oregon, it's very true. I think you have a couple of companies in particular at the Bend Airport that have really seen their employment rise. That's Epic Aircraft, of course, and then Leading Edge Aviation. So, and our flight school as well has continued to grow.
During the economic downturn in 08, at one point, Professional Air held a $4 million yearly revenue intake with 17 stable employees. Now they're up to a $4.5 million yield with 25 employees. And Evans says they're also seeing demand for private flight in Central Oregon. He says they get at least one call every week for hangar space. And they're currently building 50,000 square feet of it, all of which is already taken. But these aren't the only areas in the job sector to grow. Part of the September labor report dealt with job training, as well as the new possibilities with unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs. Carl Baldessari, an assistant professor of aviation at COCC, says their program isn't following suit with the overall community college program trends, which have leaned toward decreased enrollment.
So similar to the business program, we're seeing an actual increase in our enrollment. We have seen that, a sustained increase, actually, over the last several years. So pretty sizable program, about 200 students plus in our program at this point. Pretty wide demographic, 18 to 38 in terms of age.
Hillsborough Aviation also recently announced they're developing a branch flight school program at the Prineville Airport. And UAVs, that's also on the rise for the region. COCC now offers an associate's degree in that job realm, and local farms have been used as testing ground to monitor the potential benefits of the unmanned aircrafts. Overall, aviation is recovering from the hit it took in the recession. Then, the total aviation and aerospace jobs in Central Oregon went from a 2007 figure of 852 jobs to 219 jobs in 2010. But now the latest report shows jobs are up to 304 and steadily growing. Now, as a new UAV testing center has been approved in Central Oregon, the growth could be even more. Only time will tell what happens to this sector. Janelle Hogan, FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.